We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, 3 minutes past 5 p.m. About to do our version of the Think Tank, COVID Think Tank, with Speaker Tim Jones and Jeff Smith. Right after that, we're going to play the Bigfoot podcast, which we released last night. Thanks for everyone who downloaded that. We're going to play it for you here live on the show. Of course, it's going to live on the podcast, I guess, forever. This is my last day for the week, and then Tones is taking over the show tomorrow with the full cast. Rachel and Andrew will be doing a music shift during the show on Thanksgiving, Christmas music, holiday music. And then, I guess, Tony, you're back in Friday?
Yep.
Nice. Let's get the guys on here. We got Tim, we got Jeff, and good. Tim, let me start with you. I knew this would happen. I'm a big boy, but some of your listeners, I'll say, are frustrated with me because I keep saying we need proof. You have to show it in a court of law. I think Rudy Giuliani has probably committed malpractice just the way he's conducted himself. Rush Limbaugh happens to agree with me for once. A congressman has filed papers to have him disbarred. And people seem to just be pissed that it appears that the president did not win the election. I keep saying he has until December 8th, safe harbor, December 14th for Electoral College. So far, it looks like even he says he'll never concede, and he's continuing to fight, but he's allowing the transition. What am I missing here? Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, all of these people have said it's time to move on. Where do you stand?
Yeah, Dave, look, I stand pretty much where I've stood, you know, since the election. And first of all, you know, and I hate to sound like a broken record, but at the very least, the 73, 74 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump, they deserve at least a couple of months after listening to nearly 99% of the national liberal media tell them that their president for 4 years, Donald Trump, who was duly and legitimately elected. I mean, Hillary Clinton conceded the day after the 2016 election, you know, to her credit. Now, she groused about it ever since and has made a lot of backhanded comments about the president, some not so subtle. But, you know, she conceded, his opponent conceded the day after the election. But yet, in the very first day of Donald Trump's presidency, the Washington Post and other national liberal media outlets, which honestly have become the somewhat affiliated comms department for the DNC, said that Donald Trump should be impeached. The ink had not dried on the inaugural oath, and it just went downhill from there. They never accepted Donald Trump as the president of the United States. They never gave him an orderly transition of power. They made up things about Russian collusion. Robert Mueller's report said there was no evidence of any Russian collusion, not just between Donald Trump and the Russians, but between no American and the Russians. Nobody was ever brought up on actual charges relating to Russian collusion. They impeached him. He was acquitted in the Senate. So for 4 years, Donald Trump had to argue against the national liberal media industrial complex and the Democratic Party that he was a legitimate president. Despite all that, I'm going to continue to argue that history is going to treat him a lot kinder. He literally gave the United States of America one of, if you don't want to say it was the best, it was one of the best economies our country has ever faced. People who had been left behind for decades were finally raised up by the Donald Trump economy. The Dow hit 30,000 today. Operation Warp Speed has brought us three vaccines already, and I hear there's a couple more still on the way. Peace in the Middle East, criminal justice reform, You know, you look at the fact that he was trashed endlessly as a misogynist, a racist, and a sexist, but Donald Trump picked up nearly 15 million more votes. He should have lost votes, right? He's the only president in modern times to pick up that many votes and not re-win the presidency. It meant that more black Americans voted for him, more women voted for him, more Hispanic Americans voted for him. So here's what's probably going to happen. This will run its course, and if there's no big smoking gun and the court challenges are not successful, guess what a lot of people on my side of the aisle will do that they did not do on the other side of the aisle for 4 years? We're going to accept that result, and we're going to move on. And we're going to try to do what we can to unite and heal the country. And you know what? The left doesn't deserve that from us, but we're going to show ourselves that we were the bigger party here.
Jeff, before you jump in, I have a question for Tim. If all those things you say are true, and I don't disagree with any of your facts, why do you think the president seems to have lost?
Dave, you know, there's a great piece in The Federalist today, which is written by a bunch of really wonky, smart lawyers, you know, smarter than me. And they make some points about this election. They say a lot of it doesn't add up. Now, does it add up to the point where we can prove systemic, widespread voter fraud to flip three or four states? They say probably not. But they also say, look at the anomalies. Somehow Joe Biden, who couldn't get 10 people to honk their horns at a car rally for him or to stand in those big, wide circles, somehow got 15 million more votes than the most popular president the Democrats have ever had, and that's Barack Obama. Joe Biden did not outrun Hillary Clinton in nearly any part of the country except five major inner urban metro areas. I mean, there's just so much weirdness. I think people are going to continue to question the results here. And look, you know, who complained about Dominion voting systems first? It wasn't Rudy Giuliani or anybody else on the Trump legal team. It was Democrats on MSNBC back in 2018, when they argued that our entire electoral system was corrupt and there was Russian collusion and foreign interference. Suddenly we have the best, most sacred, most sacrosanct system in the world. I want to know what happened to all of those arguments that the Democrats were making about Dominion and some of these other voting machines 2 years ago during the midterms.
Jeff?
Like I said the other day, Dave, I really don't know where to start. But why don't we kind of go sequentially here? Tim said, how dare, you know, about Hillary Clinton made some backhanded statements about President Trump. How dare she do that after Donald Trump has spent 5 years leading crowds and chants to lock her up? I mean, next, you know, Tim talked about, hey, there was a newspaper that didn't give Donald Trump a chance and said, you know, hey, the first day he should be impeached or, you know, something. Well, Mitch McConnell said in the first week, not a newspaper, but the key Republican in Washington, D.C., said the first week of Obama's presidency, our central goal here for the next 4 years is to make sure that he's a one-term president, as opposed to granting him, you know, some modicum of cooperation or grace or trying to work with him. The conversation about Russian, you know, collusion and well, Mueller's report said this. Well, we all know what team that Mueller was going to, you know, echo what Trump wanted him to say. Senator Marco Rubio put out a Senate report laying out the a litany of times in which the Trump campaign had interactions with Russia. Now, collusion is not a legal term, but Donald Trump hired as his campaign manager Paul Manafort, a guy whose resume includes work aimed at keeping a Putin crony in power in Ukraine. He had Manafort shared internal polling data with Konstantin Klimenik, you know, a known KGB agent. Donald Trump Jr. had a meeting at Trump Tower with another KGB agent. He said over email in print, hey, if they've got dirt, that'll be sweet, especially later in the fall. There's a number of times that are well documented by Marco Rubio's own committee. So we don't, again, need to relitigate it, feel compelled to clarify and correct and make sure that your listeners have the truth that there were tons of contacts. So there's no legal definition of collusion, but let's get rid of that ridiculousness. In terms of where we are going forward, I'm glad that people like Paul Ryan and dozens of other Republicans today, yesterday, the last few days, are stepping up, have finally, you know, said, hey, let's at least get Joe Biden's team what they need to do an effective transition in the middle of a global pandemic. That's the right thing to do for the country. If Trump wants to keep up with this legal charade, then that's fine. I think it's a good thing for America to see how flimsy all of his legal cases are, and that's why he's, what, 1 for 35 now in the courts.
Back to you, Tim.
Yeah, so I'm glad that Jeff finally has admitted after 4.5 years that collusion is not a crime. I've been trying to get him to do that forever. I'm glad he did it on his own. Congratulations. It's not a crime. It was a witch hunt. And the Senate report that Marco Rubio pointed out, see, here's the thing. Nobody in the government, nobody on the Republican or Democratic side, and most importantly, the hero of the left, until he flopped in epic, horrible belly flop fashion. He could barely put 3 sentences together. Robert Mueller disgraced his entire career when he could barely remember what was in his report, much less point to anything that Donald Trump or his team did illegally. Hey, news flash to Jeff and all the other Democrats. Joe Biden right now is speaking to foreign governments, right? That's what you do during a transitionary period. Oh, my goodness. Donald Trump spoke to a Russian. Well, guess what? Joe Biden sat on Ukrainian national television and basically committed bribery and blackmail, and nobody thought 2 bits about it. His son, Hunter Biden, has many questionable ties with our true national enemy right now. It's not Russia, okay? It's China. China poses an existential threat to America economically and militarily, and Joe Biden seems to be in the pocket of the Communist National Party of China. And that's going to be a big problem moving forward. Here's the thing. Eventually, we're all going to move past this election, and Joe Biden is going to have to do something that he never did in the lead up to 2020. And that's talk about his policies. And you know why he won't talk about his policies? Because if you look at all the congressional races where a lot of those congressional folks did have to talk about their policies, the Democrats got shellacked. Their policies this electoral cycle were based on things that I am thank God to see that a majority of Americans, I was a little worried about this, but a majority of Americans rejected. They rejected defund the police. They rejected St. Louis's own Cori Bush. God help the city of St. Louis. I didn't think they could fall further, but they did in electing Cori Bush, who wants to defund our military men and women and the Pentagon. They rejected this flirtation with softcore, bordering on hardcore socialism for some of them. They rejected the Green New Deal. They rejected Medicare for all. So I'm wondering what the Democrats have left. You know, maybe we can work on rebuilding this economy post-COVID. Maybe we can work on some more criminal justice reform. Maybe we can work on reining back some of this spending, which I'll blame both parties for. I'll be an equal opportunity offender there. But I just don't see – I don't know what the Biden-Harris platform is because I never heard about it. All I heard was orange man bad leading up to the election. And I guess that was enough for most Americans to say they were ready to move on and try something different. But what they handed us looks more and more every day like definitely divided government. And it's going to be interesting to see how 78-year-old Joe Biden deals with that, a relic from the past.
Guys, it's Tony. I actually have a question, but I heard Jeff laugh in there when Tim was talking about Cori Bush and the state of St. Louis. So I want to hear what Jeff's response to that statement was.
So briefly, I'll respond to that, and then I want to respond a little bit to Tim more broadly. I think Tim's right in part about Cori Bush's message not being one that plays outside of primary voters within the first congressional district. To the extent that her message was, I guess, promoted more broadly by Mike Parson and statewide Republicans who sought to tie Nicole Galloway to Cori Bush and her message, I think it hurt Democrats. And I think it'll continue to hurt Democrats if we adopt the defund the police slogan. There's lots of other ways that we can, I think, articulate what most Democrats and frankly the majority of people in the country want to do, which is not ask police to do 18 different jobs. Police are not trained to be addiction therapists. Police are not trained to be social workers. They're not trained to, you know, to be psychiatrists. There's a lot of things that they get called in to do every day, every night on their shifts that we shouldn't ask them to do. And so I think it makes sense to potentially reallocate some of their duties to people who are better trained to do it and let police focus on what they're good at. So I think that some of the substance behind what a lot of progressives want to do is fine, but wrapped in that defund the police slogan is going to keep hurting Democrats nationally and in places like Missouri. So I agree with a lot of what Tim said on that. He asked what Joe Biden's broader message was. You know, he said, well, Democrats don't have anything left. And I think there were a few kind of basic pillars of his message that resonated with people. Number one, let's not eliminate protections, healthcare protections for people with pre-existing conditions, something that Donald Trump and Republican attorneys general around the country sued to try to throw that out. Secondly, I think just working with our global allies and reconnecting with countries that have been friends of ours for, you know, decades and decades and decades, the Germanys, the Frances, the Britons, I think would be a positive thing. We watched Donald Trump suck up to some of the worst and most brutal dictators in the entire world. And I think the country is ready for that to end. So there are things that Joe Biden ran on. I think you've seen in his early cabinet selections that he is no radical. He is not AOC, he's not Cori Bush. And I think it's comforting to Americans to see that his first, you know, group of high-level picks were actually pretty predictable and pretty boring.
Tim, what did you think of the cabinet picks so far?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Jeff on that. I'm glad that we're having a bunch of boring, bureaucratic Obamaton reruns, you know. And in fact, it's some more of the boring ones, right? We don't have Susan Rice appointed to anything yet. Hopefully she won't be. She was very controversial with her statements on Benghazi and other. She was caught in flat out lies, right? So even some of those folks who were definitely with Obama for most of his reign were not picked by Joe Biden. He's picked people largely that have been confirmed and not objected to by a bipartisan Senate. Look, the Senate, the U.S. Senate has been fairly equal the last, what, 10, 15 years or so. Democrats have had some control. Republicans have had some control, but neither party has gone much over, you know, 52, 53 votes in a majority. So you have to keep that in mind. Look, the market today, for the first time ever in history, went over 30,000. Donald Trump will forever be able to say that he had that historic marker. I think that has to do with two things. I think that has to do, once again, with Operation Warp Speed, which a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, I've heard recently, give the president a lot of credit for that. He's removed a lot of the regulatory hurdles and burdens that allowed three, and like I said, I think there's more coming, vaccines to be brought to the market in 10 months. That's unheard of. And a lot of people have given the president credit for that. So I think the market and the economy are improving because of Operation Warp Speed and because, like what I said earlier, I think the market is baking into the cake that at least one of those Georgia Senate races, I would put my money on David Perdue for sure, since he's a longtime incumbent. Is going to go to the Republicans. So we're going to have locked down, locked jam, divided government. That's good long term for the economy. So for the cabinet picks in general, I'm glad that, you know, the Bernie bros and Elizabeth Warren and those folks are pretty unhappy right now, and that we're looking at people that we've already seen in the halls of power in D.C.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Good to talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. DGS 530. I don't know two people that go at it harder than Tim and Jeff, who genuinely like each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
So it makes it good. You'd swear, if you didn't know him, though.
Yeah.
As soon as Tim launches, you're like, the hell? They really like each other.
You know what, though? They every time they're on together, there's at least, usually at least two times that one of them will say something that the other one agrees with.
Yeah, I like
and,
that.
Yeah, I do.
I like it a lot.
And because that's normal human beings.
So, so every day, everyone puts stuff in the Google Doc stories. And I like your story, Sue, but here's why I'm laughing. Sue says, aha, Queen's Gambit, this Netflix show that she loves. 62 million viewers, blah, blah, blah. And then she says, I love this, but even better is that it caused a huge spike in, and I read, cheese board sales.
Wait, did I type it wrong?
No. It says chessboard.
Okay.
I just read cheese board. And rather than going, the hell does that have to do with anything? I just went, okay. I guess we'll find out about this at 5:30.
Well, Queen's Gambit turned out to be, it broke records for, a scripted Netflix series. And, partially probably just because everybody's at home. But what I love about it is since it's about a chess prodigy, apparently the sales of chess boards have tripled.
I believe that.
And I don't know how to play chess. Do you know how to play chess?
I know how the different pieces move, and that's about it.
Yeah, I'm not good with, strategy.
Oh, God,
I was playing against my iPad for a while on extreme easy mode.
That's a good idea.
I was still getting beat a lot.
I heard it is the most successful show of all time about a pill-popping child who hangs out in a basement with a janitor.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, it's so a tough field, Andrew. It's a tough field.
I think Sue and I read the same article.
Tony, do you have new space news, or am I rereading that from earlier in the week?
No, well, did we do the double space planet? News. I don't think we did the double planet.
We did not.
So, and we did, but we did talk about what's on the blog, which is the, is it in Utah?
Yes, the monolith.
Yeah, so go and check that out, because that is, I think that counts as space news also, because there's a paranormal aspect to that. Jordan and, Jupiter and Saturn.
I said it's like space.
It's Utah desert is like
space. It's like space.
It's only like space.
It's spacey. It's spacey in origin.
I said it off mic, and then I made myself laugh with how stupid that was.
Jupiter and Saturn are about to do something for the first time in almost 800 years.
Those crazy kids.
On December 21st, the two planets will be so close to each other, it will look like they are connected.
They're about to eat carbs.
Double planets. They only align about every 20 years to begin with, but they haven't been this close since the Middle Ages. Just before dawn on March 4th, 1226.
What do you mean double planets?
So they're going to look like...
They're just going to be so close together?
Yep, they're going to look like they're touching. They're going to look like
That's
conjoined
cool.
planets.
Wait, tell me when again.
Stop it.
We have time, too. It's 2026.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part.
I'll send you a text.
No, December 21st. December 21st is when it's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, December what happens 20... in 2026? Oh, it's the next time.
The last time it happened was 1226.
Thank you.
I couldn't have had that more wrong.
Yeah, the last time it happened, it was March 4th. 1226.
Okay. So Tony said, Pinocchio and the Donkey Boys went to Pizza Hut and
got a cheese board.
December 21st, the winter solstice.
Yep.
Did you guys see what the CDC says? Like,
wait, there's
planets close together.
About vaccine distribution?
No.
Right before the show, this news broke. They said,
"Why is your mic like that?"
I don't know. Why is it like that? They.
So the CDC right before the show.
He's bending over like this to talk to it.
So earlier today,
the mic is your bitch. You tell it where to go.
They said that they could be ready to distribute vaccines by December 11th.
Oh. Yeah, I did hear that.
End of the second week of
That's exciting.
December. Mm-hmm. There was somebody, I think from Pfizer that I saw on earlier, that was saying that they have tens of millions of doses ready to go as soon as they get the go ahead. They can do, and they could do at least 30 million a month once they get that green light. They can, and maybe even be able to ramp it up after that. December 11th is a lot, I think, quicker than many thought.
I saw a report that the Pfizer is a two-step shot.
Oh, yeah.
And that the first shot is going to give most people body aches and chills. And their big worry is that people won't go back for the second one.
because
and so they're trying not to put that out there, although I just did. But they're kind of just wanting to surprise people, I guess. And I think give people the information.
Yeah, like the last time we did stuff like that, there was a big confusion about the masks. So maybe just tell us what's
going on. Tell us the truth. We can handle it.
I mean, why wouldn't you tell them in advance you're going to have these symptoms? That's why it's so important to have your follow-up shot.
Because yeah, like, otherwise you're going to be calling your doctor and something went wrong and don't take the shot because it makes you sick.
Just be honest.
What is the monolith?
Can I ask you about this Dr. Phil thing story?
Sure.
Because he's your boy.
Yeah, he is. Let me get him on the phone.
Philip.
Beep, beep, beep.
David.
He told a story. I think he was on, does Kelly Clarkson have a show?
She does.
A talk show?
Yep, she
does. I think Dr. Phil was on Kelly Clarkson's show this week.
Talking Kelly.
And he told a story about locking his wife in the trunk of his Mercedes.
Excuse me?
It's hot.
He said several years ago, he had this Mercedes that he loved, and he started hearing like a rattling.
He must
rattling.
Have had to ask her for ketchup twice or something.
He started hearing like a rattling coming from the trunk. So he asked his wife, who was apparently very reluctant to do this, to get in the trunk while I drive around the neighborhood.
Try to identify the rattle.
Try to
identify the rattle. And I guess she was supposed to kind of hold the trunk up a little bit so it didn't latch on her. But as he's driving and turning and hitting bumps, she lost her grip on the trunk and it shut. And he either didn't notice or didn't care.
In what world does he
continued to drive around?
Rachel, are you getting in a trunk to check for rattles for anybody?
That's what I'm getting
at. In what world is he not in the trunk and she's driving around?
That was what I was.
What a jerk.
What? Doctor, give me a break.
Dr. Phil and his wife are about to do something they haven't done in 800 years.
Since 1226.
Double planet.
Is telling me a lot about their marriage, to be perfectly honest.
And for him
does
to
she
say,
really want to be sitting out in the audience for every show, or does Phil have separation anxiety?
Does Phil say, I'm going to lock you in the trunk if you don't?
And for him to even admit, like, she was reluctant to do it. She didn't want to do it, but
I
made her do it.
Back.
Yeah. And then apparently she just cussed
here, squeak.
Up and down. When.
If you take a bathroom break during Bad Baby segment, you're riding home in the trunk.
Dave, I know this is weird. But I drove to St. Louis to do this event with you, and I got a rattle in my trunk. Can you hop back there?
Oh, I would have gotten back there.
Dang. Anything for you, Phil.
Yeah.
Dang if the old girl hasn't been back there since Memphis.
I think I found it, Phil!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.